the sun take a holiday. Flowers bathe and a...
Well, it looks like the sun will be taking a holiday over this long weekend, though it'll probably be checking in off and on. I'm health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer here with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass. And in a few minutes, he'll explain why the longer-term outlook is looking a bit brighter. But first, Cliff, what's in store for us for this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, it's a real mixed bag. Right now, a front is coming through western Washington. So it's raining over most of western Washington. And the rain's going to continue probably till around lunchtime when the fronts are going to move through. And then after that, there'll be some showers with particular focus north of Seattle in the famous Puget Sound Convergence Zone, where we often get rain after the fronts move through. Well, that's going to fade out later in the day. And then as we get into Saturday, actually, it's not so bad. There'll be some scattered showers in the morning. Those will fade out. There'll be temperatures rising into the upper 60s, maybe even near 70 away from the water. So all in all, Saturday should be the best day to get out there. Then on Sunday, we start pretty well. It's going to be dry in the morning. And then a Pacific frontal system will be moving in from off the ocean. Now, the timing is everything on Sunday and where you're located. If you're on the coast, the rain will probably start during the morning, certainly by the late morning. But if you're in the interior, the rain won't get here probably till after 2 or 3 o'clock, maybe even later in the afternoon. So the first part of Sunday you'll get away with, and then the rain will come in later during the day on Sunday west of the Cascades. And then on Monday, an upper-level trough will be coming in, and that will bring cooler temperatures, some showers, partly cloudy skies. So it won't be terrible on Monday, but there will be a few showers scattered around, and temperatures will be noticeably cooler. So all in all, it's a mixed bag for the weekend.
So for Monday, outdoor eating, drinking, protein grilling activities, is it going to be pretty chancy? Do you have to be strategic about it, or do you think you still have a pretty good chance of getting dry weather?
Well, Monday is going to be the classic showers and sun breaks, I'm afraid. So you're going to have to watch, and especially watch the radar. I mean, that's what professionals do. We have our radar app, and we're watching those showers.
Well, even if the weather this weekend is a little less than satisfying, though it sounds okay to me, just zoom out a little bit and things start to look up. Cliff, we heard this week about the forecast for our Northwest summer. How are things shaping up for the summer season?
Well, the National Weather Service has put out their official forecast for the summer, and they're going for above normal temperatures over the Northwest. And, you know, these forecasts come out months before, and what I should say from the very beginning is that their skill is, let us say, less than perfect. We can forecast very well what's going to happen the next few days, but our forecast skill definitely fades out as we get 1 to 2 weeks into the future. Now, we have some tools for telling us what's going to happen months ahead of time. We look at larger scale patterns of the atmosphere. We look at the sea surface temperatures over the planet. That has a big impact. But our skill for forecasting summers ahead of time is not very good. We are much better in forecasting the winter ahead, particularly as we get into the middle of the summer, and we use what's called the El Niño-La Niña connection. When there's an El Niño, we tend to have warmer winters. When we have a La Niña, we tend to have wetter, cooler ones. So there's some skill for the wintertime. Summertime, the skill is really modest. So at this point, I wouldn't put a lot of confidence in the summer forecast.
How do they even develop these forecasts? I mean, you mentioned some of the inputs that do they feed it into the big adding machine in the darkened room somewhere and print out on ticker tape somewhere a warmer summer than usual?
Well, there's really two technologies that are used. One, like I mentioned, is correlations with things like sea surface temperature or how much snow there is in Siberia or even persistence, what's been happening the last few months. The other thing is we do have computer models that go that far. We run some of our global weather prediction models out for 9 months. And it appears that they do have a modicum of skill in forecasting average quantities if we look out 3, 4, 5 months. So we have both those tools, simulation and statistics, but they're very imperfect.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and he joins us every Friday morning here on KPLU. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at kplu.org. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.